Now I've got Mary Condren on the line. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you? You're going to talk to me about Suppressed Histories Archive founder Maxine Dashu. I hope I pronounced her surname correctly.
That's right, yes.
And she's coming to Ireland.
She's coming to Ireland. She's arriving tomorrow morning, and we have several events on this weekend. And the full details can be found on our website, which is womanspiritireland.com.
Okay, well, the venues are starting next weekend from November the 30th.
On Friday evening, we have our first lecture in Trinity College, Dublin.
Okay.
And then we have a full study day in the Maldron Hotel in Talla. And then we have an event on Wednesday evening, which will be up in Dundalk at the IT. And that's going to be looking at the ancient roots of Fahard and St. Bridget.
Okay, well, for those of us who are unfamiliar with Maxine's work, please tell her what she does. She teaches global women's history and heritages through images. Just tell us a little bit about it, please, Mary.
Yes, well, she has spent her life basically collecting a great deal of the images and the stories and the mythologies and the rituals of women throughout the world. And she has an extraordinary archive of about 30,000 images. You know, she's in touch with people from all over the world, and she speaks many different languages, and she can read in many different languages. And basically what she's doing is, you know, asking the question that many people are asking at the moment, you know, was there ever a time when, you know, culture was not about war and more wars and more wars? Was there ever a time when women and men lived in harmony, and when women were respected in religious roles, like, you know, at the moment, as you know, in most of the male religions, the monotheistic religions, that's to say Christianity, Judaism, Islam, you know, women are treated as second-class citizens.
Yep.
Now, she's looking at cultures throughout the world where, you know, women are not only seen to be images of the divine, but that they also practiced as priestesses or shamans or, you know, healers.
Yeah.
Because the wise women in ancient society were usually the healers. They were the midwives, or they were the spinners, you know, the people who made all the clothes, because, like, spinning is a very meditative kind of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're spinning, you know, you grow wise because you're meditating. It's essentially meditating, and, you know, so
yes.
She has done the research on a lot of these stories from around the world, and she's coming to Ireland for the first time, and she'll be presenting them to us.
Okay, tell us just a little bit about the venues and times and places, please, Mary.
Okay, the first lecture will be starting at 7:30 in the Singh Theatre in Trinity College, Dublin. And you go to the entrance in Nassau Street into the Arts Building. That's where that venue is. And the prices are €10 for those who are waged and €5 for those who are a concession. But, you know, money is never an issue. If people can't afford it, they're welcome to come anyway.
Yeah.
Then on the Saturday, the full day study day is in the Maldron Hotel in Talla, which is very much beside the Red Line Lewis. The terminus in Talla. It's in Talla Square. And the fee there is €50 for those who have an income and €35 for those who don't. But again, if people can't afford it, don't let that worry. We're more concerned with getting the word out and, in, you know, making her richness available to people.
Yeah.
At the same time, we don't have money ourselves, so if people can't afford it, it'd be great if they could pay.
Of course, yeah. And Dundalk is the third venue, isn't that
Dundalk
right?
Dundalk is the Dundalk Institute of Technology, and that again starts at about 7:30. And I'm really excited about this one in particular because I'm writing a book about Bridget at the moment.
Right.
And Fahard was said to be the ancient site where Bridget was born, the Saint Bridget was born. But, you know, we've discovered that, in fact, Fahard goes way, way back. It's one of the earliest religious sites in Irish history. And there are healing stones in Fahard that are thousands of years old, you know, where people put their eyes or their knees or their back. And these are all of the images of the female actually in the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the healing well in Fahard has also been visited by people all over the world, especially the traveling people. They're very fond of Fahard. And there's even a Bridget's Bed in Sawhurt that people, you know, don't usually know about. So we're anxious to explore a little bit more about what those sites could mean. And also, what is really important about Max's visit is that, you know, very often we're very isolated in Ireland and we think that the images and the rituals and the symbols are specifically Irish. But what she can offer us is a whole international perspective to find out, you know, where our symbols and rituals and mythologies actually fit into the wider world.
Yeah. Would it be hopeful that men will show up for the...
Well, men would be very welcome. They would certainly be very welcome, yeah, sure.
And do you expect a big turnout for the three events?
It's very, very hard to know because, you know, we've been advertising in social media, but people are slow to register, but they're much more, you know, likely just to turn up. But particularly for the study day, if people could let us know in advance that they were coming, because the Maldron doesn't normally open its carvery on a Saturday,
right. But
they will open it if enough people are coming. So if they let us know in advance, that would be great. But otherwise, they can run out and get their lunch in the square. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, Mary, the question just popped into my head. Through the talks that Max is giving in Ireland and obviously around the rest of the world, is the hope to change the perception with regard to equality between men and women?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Because at the moment, the gender relations are totally skewed. In other words, women are supposed to be peaceful and men are supposed to be the warriors, but they're both being disadvantaged by being shoved into those categories. You know, men are expected to live up to notions of maleness that are not... that are not feasible and they're not healthy. And that's part of the reason why so many young men are committing suicide.
Yes, and also we see a lot of trouble spots in the world today. And I have to say, particularly in the Middle East with the so-called Arab Spring.
Right.
It doesn't really work, does it, in this day and age? Men going off to war, you know what I mean? It's a bit ridiculous.
In this day and age, it doesn't work. And particularly, you know, if it goes to national level, then people have nuclear weapons. And all it takes is for one rogue state to start using them and we're all finished.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah. Well, we're living in very scary times, really, aren't we, in that regard? But I've seen recently... In with regard to the Middle East in particular, there is a movement. I'm not sure you probably are aware of the movement. It's very small at this point in time. But there are women in some Middle Eastern countries who have decided to unveil their hair, and they're saying that they no longer want to be. Can we use the word oppressed in that regard?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they now want to feel the wind in their hair. And that's just one aspect of what they're doing. But they're really talking about becoming more democratized in their countries and gaining the equality that they believe they are rightly entitled to.
Yeah.
We are talking about Islamic countries. How well they will be able to achieve their aims is debatable, given the fact that they are living in Islamic countries. But it's only something that we can all hope they can aspire to and achieve. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah. And Max's work, you know, is aiming to encourage people to give people the hope that there were other societies, and there are societies throughout the world that are based on equality. And it's about bringing those into consciousness and letting and relativizing, you know, making it clear that, you know, the particular societies of oppression are not the only ones around.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, Mary, we can only live in hope, basically. Isn't that all we can do?
That's all we can do.
Hope that women can find the motivation and the mobilisation to achieve their aims in that regard. So
exactly, yes.
Thanks very much for taking the call.
So womanspiritireland.com, that's the website, if anybody wants to get on and look further into what we're up to.
Okay, and is there a phone number they can ring to get more information?
Well, if they can send us an email from the website, and then we'll ring them back, because we don't have anybody staffing the phones on a full-time basis, unfortunately.
Okay, Mary, the best of luck with it this weekend.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.